This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Is this the deep cut by the Thankful Alive?
It is.
Yes. Love that. Box of Rain. If you haven't heard of that song by the Grateful Dead, go listen to it today. It'll change your life.
I was down a rabbit hole yesterday with Grateful Dead stuff. I think part of it was because Q was on the other day, and then I told you about that Grateful Fred website that is out there right now. And so I was kind of going down a rabbit hole yesterday and found Sturgill Simpson. You guys know Sturgill Simpson at all?
Of course, yeah.
You might. Mac probably doesn't. Pretty good.
Similar to like Stapleton.
Okay.
Yeah, and he performed Ripple with Jerry Garcia from the Grateful Dead at the Kennedy Center Honors, and it was like Jerry's head up in the air. You know, it was really cool. It was awesome.
So fun story. I didn't think this was possible, but this is a true story. I mean, hand on the Bible, everything. I promise you, this is a true story. So I had mentioned to you guys that I wasn't going to be here Monday because I was summoned to jury duty, and I was like, that's weird. And I'm not trying to get morbid here, but I had just done jury duty last year because I'd asked you. I was like, I know I'm not the smartest, you know, person in the world, but when was the parade shooting? You're like, last February. And I was like, okay, well, I know that I had jury duty because like the week after we had to go in like underneath. And I was like, there's no way that's been 3 years. So you and my stepdad and people were like, you need to call the jury office and talk to somebody. So got home on Wednesday. I was like, all right, I'm going to call up there. I called up there. Lady answered the phone, super nice lady. And she's like, hi. And I was like, hello. I was like, hey, I have a question. She's like, yeah. She's like,
was it the beginning of the Seinfeld episode? You say hi, I say hello.
Yes. Thanks for having me. And I was like, I have a question. I was like, I feel like I just did jury duty less than 3 years ago, and I'm pretty sure there's a rule that you have to wait at least 3 years for your even attempt to be drawn out of a hat again. She's like, that's correct. I was like, I'm pretty sure I went there last year and told her the same thing I just told you. She's like, what's your name? And I was like, Dustin Likens. She's like, no, last time you were here was in 2022. I was like, no. I was like, no. She's like, what's the name say? Well, on my summons report, this one said Dusty Likens. And I was like, okay. And she's like, I'll type in that. And she's like, yeah, you're summoned on Monday. And I was like, well, how is it possible that I have two different names in the jury pool that have been getting pulled my entire life? Not my entire life, since I was 18.
Yeah, right.
So there's been a Dustin Likens and a Dusty Likens double dipping, because that was my fifth summons since I've been able to be summoned to jury
duty. Insane. That's nuts.
And I know I'm going to get a bunch of texts. I'm 60 years old, Dusty. Never been summoned once.
Right.
Five times I've been summoned. And so I call the lady and she's like, yeah, okay, well, I'm going to take this one out. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I didn't know I had two. Like, I've been drafted for jury duty before and more than Shador Sanders.
Right.
And so she took me off the list for Monday. So I'll be here.
Good.
Unfortunately for you guys, I'll be here Monday. But my name was in the jury pool two different ways, and I didn't know that was a possibility.
Well, it's Frank White running Jackson County. What'd you expect?
Like, has that ever happened to anybody else in the history of mankind?
Well, I'm Robert, so I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if there was a Robert and a Bob.
And that's what's weird, is everything that comes to like that level of like putting my information out there, it's always Dustin. It's never Dusty.
Yeah, how did they get Dusty? That's what I, because when you register for stuff, I'm Robert for everything. You know, everything that you sign or any paperwork and all that, it's always Robert. So I would be stunned if somebody had Bob as, like, you know, Bob has been summoned to jury duty. Like, how is that possible? Bob was just summoned to be the Pope, man. Like, I don't know how that's going to happen for me to be summoned under Bob. So you better check it. If you're getting called for jury duty, you're on the Missouri side, Jackson County, it's a Frank White issue. You got to basically look it up and make sure that Frank isn't screwing you with jury duty, just like he did with your income tax or your property tax, I mean.
Yeah, property. Yeah, it was just weird. Like, I was blown away by that.
That's,
like,
crazy.
Because I even, like, called my stepdad. Like,
Have that many people moved out of Jackson County since Frank White raised the property tax rate that they're summoning everybody twice a year now for jury duty?
I feel like I should have a lifelong pass of being summoned. I know it's my civic duty to go do it.
Yeah.
But again, like, I've been selected twice to go into the court, and, like, you know, I wasn't in the final hearing. The third time I got selected was during COVID. And I had gone out of town, and I was being honest, and I was like, yeah, like, not everybody where I was at was wearing a mask. And they were like, all right, we're no longer going to select you. You'll be 3 more years.
Perfect.
Then I get selected again, and then apparently I got selected again. So, like, you do the math, 18, you register to vote. That's when you're eligible, I think, for jury duty.
Yep.
And so 18, I'm 37. That's roughly, what, 20 years, 19 years? You can only get picked every 3 years. 5 times. Do the math. How is that possible?
Yeah.
I shouldn't have to be selected ever again. I've done my civic duty and some. I'm Favre. I went to the Jets and the Vikings and the Packers. Yeah. I did it all.
You're like Chase Daniel or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
Best backup you've ever seen.
Fitzpatrick. Ryan Fitzpatrick played on, like, every NFL team, right? Didn't he? Pretty close. Oh, Ryan Fitzpatrick played on more NFL teams than, you know, you probably weren't even alive when he played for half of them. I mean, that guy's been playing for 100 years. He's played for everybody. So that's kind of like you. You know, you've been the jury duty. You're like the Ryan Fitzpatrick of jury duty. They just call you up when they need you, and there you are. You show up. Hey, here I am.
I'm going to put my name as Richard Fitz.
if you get picked.
Jury 16, stand up and state your name. Why do I have to state my name? No one else has. Just say your name.
Richard Fitz.
All right, you're selected.
Sweet.
What do you do? I pitch for the Red Sox. Well, not now because I'm on the disabled list, which is very upsetting.
So somebody says, man, Dusty, I'm 60 and I never received a summons. Knew it.
There it is. There it is. Yep. How do you get around that, though? I mean, if you're 68 years old and you've never seen a jury summons, give us the secret, man. Don't sit back and hold that one for yourself. Let everybody know. Because I got to be honest with you. Is there anybody that wants to be on jury duty?
I think there's some people for sure.
Probably one guy.
Because there's some people that are, like, you know, like stay-at-home moms. Or
like, if you're retired and get you out of the house or something.
I got nothing better to do. Let's see if this guy's guilty or not.
Flip side is, do you want that guy on your jury?
Why would somebody that has a non-biased mindset?
Well, good luck with that anymore.
Somebody says, I'm Leon Sandcastle.
Good luck with that anymore. Like, that's the thing. Because I've been called before. We all have, right? You go down there. Everybody's pissed off, right? Everybody's in a bad mood. Nobody wants to be there. You're trying to get out of it as much as you possibly can. Then the people who do get selected are ticked that they got selected. Do you really want that person determining whether or not you're going to jail?
Somebody says, sorry to break it to you, Dusty. There is no limit on how many times or how often you can get called for jury duty.
I don't think that's the case.
They tell
at all.
You after you, because, like, the last time I went, which was right after the parade incident, the judge came down and she was like, I have good news and bad news. Good news is, for those of you that don't want to be here, I don't need any of you today. Go on with your day. It was, like, I don't know, like 8:45. I had to watch that putrid video that they show still from, like, 1991.
Yeah.
And then they're like, your name will go away for 3 years. Then you have, you know, 3 years eligibility before you get summoned again. That's what the judge told us.
Yeah, I'm going to take the judge's word over the text line. Sorry about that, you know, but I'm just going to take the judge's word over the text line on this one.
Yeah. I'm 40 and I've been summoned once and got out of it completely, saying that my work, I travel all over the place. And hell no, I don't want to do jury duty.
No, nobody wants to do that.
Yeah, like, I'd rather have people go in there that want to do it, want to have a non-biased mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of a biased mindset, Tyreek Hill, he's no longer biased towards Tua.
That's unbelievable. I can't believe that happened. I'm shocked.
Good for him.
I am stunned.
Well, he said his top 5 quarterbacks are Lamar, no particular order,
right.
Lamar, Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, and Daniels is who he said, right?
He did. He said Daniel Jones.
I thought he said
Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar, Joe Burrow, and not Tua, but Baker.
That's right.
Baker Mayfield.
Baker doesn't love. Does he want to go to Tampa?
But I'm not going to argue with that. Baker Mayfield's a better quarterback than Tua. Those guys are better quarterbacks than Tua. It was more like when he said that Tua was better than Mahomes when he went down there originally, and now he's backtracking and Tua's not even in his top five, you know, like the old T-Mobile 5 favorites that you used to have back in the day. Tua's not in your top five, man. Like
that's like horseradish.
He does the best deep ball there is.
But that's your guy.
Most accurate quarterback ever.
Yeah.
This thing is just continues to dissipate down in Miami, man. Like, well, I'm loving it. It's great.
And to tie this in.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
That's Wednesday. But to tie this in, Tyreek Hill is doing his best not to get summoned by the Dolphins.
Yeah.
He's saying right there, because like somebody says, I just got my first summons at 26. How do I get out of the final jury? Just say you don't know you don't want to judge. I don't know.
There's ways.
Watch Larry David.
Yeah, exactly. Go watch Curb.
But yeah, like Tyreek Hill is like slowly but surely trying to get his way out of Miami.
Yep.
Deuces, doors closed on that. Top five quarterbacks, not your own.
Right.
Like he.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
He's trying to get out of showing up to duty for the Dolphins, but he's been summoned to training camp.
And he has mentioned that he likes Tampa Bay. So.
Oh, he did mention so that he likes Tampa. Is that why Baker's on the top five? He likes Tampa. Do they like him, though? Because we're getting to the point now where Tyreek Hill's got more baggage than he's worth.
Of course. Yeah.
You know, he's got more baggage than he's worth. I mean, the stuff that he does off the field, the baby stuff and all that kind of stuff with the trouble that he's gotten himself into. You know, like that guy, I'll be honest with you, man. I wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole if that was my team. You know, you don't have him right now and you're fine. You know, that's right. And you can call me the Grinch on this one. I don't care. I wouldn't want that guy near my team. Greatest wide receiver we've ever seen. His time has come and gone.
You're a toadstool sandwich with something in arsenic sauce. Somebody gives us an update. Police are no longer on Metcalf. Man, that was like 2 hours.
Yeah, that was 2 hours
ago. Does anybody know what was going on at Metcalf?
What happened on Metcalf?
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.